I'm 36 years old. Actually, shows you where my brain is. I'm actually 37. I'm a father of three boys. One a full-blown teenager. And two approaching their teenage years. And the old saying goes, you never realize the strength of your actions until you see them firsthand. It becomes so apparent right now as I sit here. My 15-year-old is a wonderful kid. He puts his mind to it. He could rule the world, my honest opinion. Not because he's my son, but because he's as smart as a whip. And he knows it, which at times is his biggest biggest weakness. I guess one thing I never realized when I was his age was the need to be a comic, or the need to tease or pick on or just play with in a slightly dominating sort of way his younger brothers. Being the youngest of three, I've never seen it from that perspective because I was always the butt of everyone's joke back when I was young. In the beginning, I made this poor kid's life hell. I admit it. I made this poor kid's life a living hell. And every single day, it tore me up. Tears me up now, as I'm sitting here talking. And every single day, I still manage to pick myself up and try again. I thought I had begun to make some connections with my 15-year-old over the past couple of weeks, over the past couple of months, since there's been some major life-changing events that have transpired around my house and around me. I thought I had begun to connect some more with my son. And then today, over something ridiculously petty, I feel like we've taken 10 steps backwards. Now I know the saying is, when you fall down, you get back up and you get back on the horse. But I've fallen down so much, I got no strength left. Now I'm going to pull myself up and I'm going to get back on the horse and I'm going to keep trying to be the best father I can possibly be. But this is to all the listeners of this that are younger than I am, which I have a feeling is a significant amount of you. Just have a moment to reflect upon the course of action you're taking, whatever it is, however minor it may be, however menial it may be, however petty it may be, and just realize that sooner or later, the tides are going to turn, the roles are going to be reversed, and you're going to be on the opposite end. So take that moment to feel how it is to be on the opposite end of an interaction that might be stressful, that might be traumatic, that might be problematic in any way, and ask yourself, would you want to endure what this person is enduring? I'm learning it firsthand, unfortunately, because I endured a tremendous amount of discomfort in my youth through various channels, and unfortunately that discomfort has continued to transpire into my elder years just through different aspects and means. And I wish I could take the chance to go into a time machine and go back about 15 years and start over. I wish I could just go back a few years and not make the mistakes I've made. But I can't. I'm in the position I'm in. I have to endure what I have to endure. But maybe by trying to explain it and trying to illustrate it just a little bit, maybe some of you might be able to take some of my experience and use it to help reshape your own. Because I promise you one thing. Having to deal with emotional discomfort on a day-in, day-out basis is not something that any human being should have to endure for whatever reason. Because it is quite possibly the most debilitating condition known to man. I unfortunately know that from first-hand experience.